Welcome to Not So Live from Asteroid G. Going to McDonald's for some reason? I guess for collectible cards.
I mean, yeah, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, too. We recently channeling his inner K-pop fan again, going to McDonald's for the K-pop Demon Hunter meal with the wife. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we covered K-pop Demon Hunters last season. And now we're going to look at the meal they got. We're not going to do a live eating like we do sometimes. This is just to go over what came with it afterwards. Because I have some thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. I haven't picked up the Soulja Boy morning meal, which is just basically a spicy sandwich. But the K-pop Demon Hunters themed adult Happy Meal is what they're calling it. Basically a 10-piece chicken nugget meal with some flair.
Essentially, yeah. They have a cute little ramyun packet of, like, you know, a powder. Smells like exactly what you would think ramyun to smell like. And it was salty, to your point. You said it was salty. That's very true.
Salty, savory, kind of umami.
Yeah. The umami. That's exactly what they were going for. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was good. I liked it. I liked that kind of, you know, Asian flair in dishes. And it was interesting to have them on, like, French fries. That's not something you would normally pair with, but it worked well. It was good.
Yeah, it's 10-piece nuggets, and it's got the ramen packet of the ramen flip, because it's basically ramen seasoning flavor. Mm-hmm, and then it all comes in, like, a box for an adult Happy Meal. Yeah, and it has, like, collectible cards. And then you get a drink, and if you were like me, you also might have picked up the, there you go, you got her.
Yep. I got Zoe, my favorite girl, and then Derpy, obviously.
I think Becky got a Derpy as well, and Yumi, the rapper.
Got it. We got two. So we got a second Zoe, which, I mean, I'll take Zoe best girl. And then I think Derpy comes in all of them.
All of them. Yeah. You have to just keep buying it to get each of the Demon Hunters, which sauce. You want a collection. You just got to keep buying it and hope you get it, which you guys didn't. Yeah. Or they have, maybe it's like a Happy Meal toy where they have a specific card each week or something. I don't know.
It was cute. It was funny. I know from, like, my wife being a part of, like, the K-pop community and, like, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. These are called photo cards. Like, that's an actual thing. So, like, this is in there for the fans specifically. Like, they have cards of these almost, like, think of it like baseball cards.
Yeah.
You know, when we were, like, a kid.
But they are.
Like, they have these essentially for, like, you know, not only like this, but they have them for, like, BTS, the ATs, Stray Kids. Name your K-pop group, they have them. Even the ladies have them, too. So that is, while it is, like, okay, this is in there, why? Like, there is a reason for it, and it's on brand, at least. So
I mean, it is on brand. I will grant you that these collectible cards are part of the thing that you would get for a K-pop band. That is why I think it's silly. I would much rather have an actual toy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they're cool. Like, I mean, I'm going to see, like, maybe, like, my wife does resin work. So maybe we can, like, we have a thing that is for, like, baseball cards. Maybe we'll put it in resin to, like, display it or something.
That's fair.
But I mean, other than that, you're right. There's nothing there. But again, it's an adult Happy Meal. So, like, I kind of get it. But
yeah. The only other thing that's special about it outside of, like, there was a McFlurry you could get separately. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good flavor too.
Which we'll cover in a sec. They had two different dipping sauces for the chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. One which was like a spicy sauce for the Soulja Boys, and the other was a Demon Hunter sauce that I could have sworn was ranch, even though they said it's a mustard.
So, like, that's funny you say that. Yeah. I would swear that it was some kind of a horseradish sauce because it was a purple. And it was a really, like, I'm looking at Chris and I'm saying, like, this is a really weird color. The other one I could tell, like, it's a different color, but it's a chili sauce.
It's a chili sauce, almost like Szechuan sauce. Yeah.
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 But the purple in this was throwing me off to the point where I didn't understand what it was. Mm-hmm. So, like, I thought it was like a horseradishy mustard. So you're saying they say it's ranch? They're way off base.
No, they say it's like, it's a spicy mustard, but not like a horseradishy one. I thought it was like ranch. Because the purple just completely messes up my brain and I can't interpret what it is I'm tasting. Like, even knowing it was supposed to be a mustard, I couldn't taste it as mustard.
It was so strange because, like, it had an okay flavor, but, like, the color was off-putting. Like, you know what it took me back to? Like, we just watched, like, a YouTube video of, like, product from the 90s, like, just to be nostalgic. And that squeeze, like, Heinz ketchup that was, like, green or purple, like, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago or whatever, that was, like, supposed to be a fun thing to put on, like, you know, your French fries or whatever as a kid, like, purple is just not an appetizing color. It's just weird.
Your brain automatically expects it to be grape jelly. And if it doesn't match a flavor that you understand, it throws everything off and you can't keep up with it. Yeah, purple's just weird. The Szechuan spicy sauce that they gave for the Soulja Boys was pretty good, but you could, I mean, it was kind of reddish and flecked, and you kind of just understood what it was you were eating. Your brain didn't have to think about it at all.
Exactly.
Neither was bad, but neither also won me over away from like just standard tangy barbecue sauce, because that's what you put on a nugget.
Yeah. I like that. I like sweet and sour sauce on my nuggets too. It is that's a high quality top tier thing if you've never tried it. But like this spicy sauce, like it wasn't akin to like, you know, the Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce kind of craze thing, but this one was good. I enjoyed this spicy sauce for what it was. And the mustard wasn't bad, but that purple was just weird.
It was weird. So the whole thing is just like, it's just basically a 10-piece nugget. And like, don't get me wrong, I like a 10-piece nugget, but I was sitting there going the whole time, man, I need some other stuff with this. I need some burgers and stuff, because this is just this is not enough different textures for me.
That's funny. I got two double cheeseburgers with it too, because I'm like, I can't just have it's weird. So I had one burger, half the nuggets one day, and I had the other burger and the other half of the nuggets the other day. But like, to your point, I couldn't do it either. I needed something different, so I got burgers specifically. That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still $5, but they have that $5 like meal deal that they do, which is like a 4-piece nugget plus a cheeseburger, fries, and a drink, and that's a decent thing, and it gets you all the textures, and I like that. Like the nugget plus a burger plus fries, that's great. Just 10-piece nuggets plus fries, even with the ramen shaker, it's a little weird for me.
Yeah. And I like to take my McDonald's fries and put them on the burger too. Like, if you never tried that,
that's a fair flavor. It's good.
Game changer right there. That's good stuff.
The part I liked the best wasn't even part of the meal. It was that derpy McFlurry. Because I liked the wild berry flavor mixed in plus a little popping bloobs. That was some good stuff right there. Like, I ordered the small, and they gave me a large, because I don't think people understand ordering a small at McDonald's, which was weird, but it was way too much sugar. But, like, on the whole, it was pretty good.
Yeah. And, like, the little poppies, like you said, like, they were good. Like, sometimes you get, like, the tapioca ones that are chewy. These were, like, the poppy kind, which was nice.
With a nice little bit of goo in there, and it was good. Yeah. I mean, I could honestly see just getting, like, a green tea or something with those. I'm sure they're actually the same ones that used to be over at the Cosmics that they had for a little while before the McDonald's shut that brand down again. Like,
I could see
that, like, coming from over there, and they just threw it in the McFlurry. Like, they all have the same stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, it was a fine meal. If it wasn't specifically for the K-pop branding, I don't think I would care in the slightest about it.
I agree. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way for a 10-piece nugget from McDonald's probably ever.
No,
like, this was kind of fun. So like, we went and got it, and you know, and McDonald's nuggets, just as good or bad as you remember it. Nothing special. It's a high quality chicken nugget, I guess. It's fine.
I mean, honestly, if I'm in the mood for just like a chicken fried bit, I'm gonna go to Burger King and get the chicken fries.
Ooh, God, those they scare good. Me. They're
those
good.
Those are good. Oh, they're real good.
I'm going to have to try it. It scares me, man. Anything like chicken in that kind of form, it's just kind of weird.
They're so good. But get them and then order the tangy sauce, because that's their horseradish sauce. So good with it. It's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also have like little, like you get onion rings or something with it. Then you get a whole like experience. It's great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, put the onion ring on the chicken. It's kind of like, you know, like
you're fancy now. What's the Beyonce song? If you like it, you should have put an onion ring on it. Like,
put an onion ring. Yeah, put an onion ring on.
There you go.
All the single ladies, put the onion ring on it.
Referencing stuff for like 5-10 years ago at this point. We're so with it, you know?
We are. We're hip. We're cool.
Anyway, so yes, McDonald's has this out for a limited time still, and it was fine.
It was good. If you like nuggets and all, you like McDonald's, you're not going to be disappointed, and it's a fun little, you know, experience, I guess, whatever.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, going out and getting all the clickable cards. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, going to go up, 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 and be golden and have some fries.
We will see you all next time.